Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And since it's Friday, it's our wine review time. And if you notice what I got sitting here, I got the Vinium Africa series. And if you remember, I got Wine Insiders. And you see these couple of wines. I got a couple more that I haven't touched on, but previously it was the Reserve Syrah. And today I have the Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot mix. So the Bordeaux type of mixture that most that kind of cab that France has in Bordeaux. But this is the Stellenbosch, you know, the Stellenbosch region that we said from the last time from the Vinium Reserve Syrah. But I wanted to have something a little different because I wanted something a little beefier, something that had a little more oakier, a little more smoky taste. So, and dark fruits. So I decided, hey, let's try this Cabernet Merlot mix because I really like the Bordeaux. They're really expensive when you get a good one. I wanted to see what this South African winery does with this mixture. So I went and got it in here. So, you know, I'm not going to go through all the historic things that I did with the previous Syrah. So let's just jump right into this Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot mix. So let's get a whiff of that. So I ran through it because we had like I believe it was a beef casserole. So I really wanted to get some of that. So I wanted this actual Cabernet mixture for that. So let's get a whiff now. So yeah, very, very smoky. Got this, you know, like the dirt. It's kind of have that kind of flavor to it or aroma to it, but real kind of smoky, dark. I don't know, it's like a really deep spices because it's kind of, you can smell it up into your nose, and I'm trying to get a distinction on that other than the smoky dry wood taste. So it's like really dry wood, almost like burnt wood. Yeah, with not really a lot of fruit in this. So this is, you don't smell the dark fruit. Most of them do. So really kind of different. So let's get a taste. Let's jump into how it tastes. So I'm gonna tell you, I liked it. I really liked it from before when I was eating it with the meal. It's heavy. I didn't let it sit the last time. You can see it feel in your tongue. So the tannins is really good. You got that heat, that real peppery taste. That's coming out a little on the backside. So this is, and it's lingering too. So it's not dry. So it's hot. You feel that heat in the back end. And it's really, it's kind of like that smoky taste. I kind of said it on my previous one because I used to smoke a pipe. And you get that smoke that sits in your mouth, but it has a almost flavor with the smoke in your mouth, and that's what I'm getting with the tannins with this. So it's a really, really good mixture of all of that, but that peppery, it's coming out. So this is what I'm going to tell that's lacking. There's no real distinction of fruit in this. If you're going to say anything, you're going to get like a really dark. Berry, not even a blueberry or I'm just trying to find the right berry, but it really has no fruit distinction to it. So what you're getting is some heavy tannins, some smoky, oaky taste with all of that. And it's not really jumping out with a distinctive cherry or berry taste. But it's okay because what I wanted was a really heavy, oaky, smoky type wine that I can sit with the heavy beef casserole that we had. So it really went well. This would have went well with like a smoked beef or something off the grill that had that grill fiery taste, really woodsy. This would have went really well with that, and it would have complemented well. So what you would have got was more of the meat tasting than anything, but you get another taste. So, yeah, so really light. If you, like I said, there's a berry taste to it, but really nothing that really gets you to kind of say, yo, that's what it is. But if you really want something at a price point of, it fluctuates from $13.99 to about $16. Again, I got it as a package. So I got mine for like $7.99, $8.99. I'm not sure which one it was because I brought a couple of different ones. So I was able to get it at a decent price, but they're listing it as like a $13.99 to $16.99. Me, I think your best bet is to get it on the low side. I think $13.99 you can probably live with, but anything lower than that, you could say well worth the price. So to me, this was well worth the price. If I was paying $16, I would have said, nope, needed a little more flavor with this. And in this case, I didn't get the flavor that I really wanted. But this is the Vinium Africa Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot from South Africa, from the Stellenbosch Winery. And I think I got one more, I think it's a Chenin Blanc or one other one from the Vinium actual vineyard. So I'll let you know, I may line it up right behind this in another week, but right now that's all we got. So thank you very much. Watch us on YouTube on the Bougie Black Brother Network on the Urban Wine Life, and go to bougieblackbrother.com. or urbanwinelife.com, so you can see all of them from there, and then you can get them on all the podcasts. So you're looking on Spotify, hey, I'm still on there. I got the podcast rolling. So if you listening to podcasts, hey, look, I'm on all the podcast download, especially iTunes. So leave your comments and let me know what you like, and we'll probably get into something different next week, but for now, thank you for stopping by, and Urban Wine Life.